Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1296. In the writing, it's shir number 448. Okay, so we previously spoke about the question of ice cream cake desserts during the course of a meal and how to work with them. We had mentioned that if a cake consists of, the ice cream cake consists of a thick single layer of cake, which is the mezonos, right? And a thick layer of ice cream, which is sometimes you have that. You have on the bottom thick cake, and then you have a thick layer of ice cream. So both parts are considered significant in reference to the halachas of ikar v'tafel. Nothing to do with right now eating in the middle of a meal, but as far as what bracha do you make? Let's say I eat a piece of ice cream cake with a thick layer of ice cream and a thick layer of cake. What bracha do I make, right? In the middle of the day, I just want to take a piece of cake. So how do I work it? So then you taka make two brachas. First, you would make a mezonos, and then you would make a shahakal on the ice cream. But you have to eat it separately. Eat a little piece of the cake, make a mezonos, eat a little piece of the ice cream, make a shahakal, because of the fact that both parts are significant, and if it's eaten outside of a meal, you would need two brachas. Now, therefore, we had mentioned that if one eats for dessert during the meal, the cake part would not need a bracha. Because we mentioned the cake usually in this type of a, this type of the ice cream cake usually is the type of cake that's close to the bread family. It's not the brittle type of a cake like by a pie. We spoke about apple pie. We spoke about cherry pie, whereby you have the three conditions. Again, to review the three conditions. Number one, you need a filling, which is by apple pie, you have an apple, you have cherry, sometimes by cherry pie. You need the dough itself should be sweet from honey or sugar. And then you need the dough should be also somewhat like a brittle type of, sometimes a flaky dough or a brittle type of a dough, wafer type of a dough, these type of things. So you have that on a pie, apple pie, cherry pie. But when it comes to ice cream cake, usually it's just a nice thick piece of chocolate cake or whatever it might be on the bottom. So it's so that we said in general, one would not make a bracha. So therefore, we mentioned that if it's eaten for dessert during a meal, the cake part would not need a bracha. But one should make a shahakal on something else, not the ice cream itself, because we said the ice cream is also a machloikis apoiskim, if you make a bracha on ice cream or not. So therefore, we said to make a bracha on a piece of chocolate or a piece of sugar cube or whatever. Okay, so that's as far as that. Now, in fact, the ice cream cake, if it consists, let's say the ice cream cake consists of alternating layers. You have a thin layer cake, a thin layer ice cream, thin layer cake, thin layer, like a seven layer type cake, but it's ice cream cake, right? Cake, ice cream, cake, ice cream. So it's alternating layers of cake and mezonos, and ice cream and the ice cream and the mezonos. So then we're going to say that the ice cream, in general, we said that the ice cream would be, in that case, a toffle secondary to the cake. That the main thing is the cake. The ice cream we like too, but the main thing is the cake, and the ice cream is there to enhance the cake, especially being that the cake is a mezonos. So therefore, no extra bracha is needed. So now if somebody eats in the middle of a meal, somebody goes ahead and eats in the middle of the meal, so then no extra bracha will be needed due to the fact that the cake itself does not fall into the three categories. It's just a piece of, it's just thin chocolate cake or whatever, which is close to the bread family. So we said, generally, you do not make a bracha on that. And what about the ice cream? But the ice cream, if it's a layered type of ice cream cake, so then it's in general the ice cream is tuffled to the cake. So therefore no extra bracha is needed due to the fact that the cake itself does not fall into all of the three categories, whereby one would have to make a bracha during the course of a meal. Now, if one eats the alternating layered ice cream cake together, when it's not, they eat the seven layer type cake, but the alternating ice cream cake, when it's not part of a meal, I eat it like we said, a shtickle like this, right? So since it's alternating cake, the mezonos, cake of mezonos, you said in general, it's the mezonos. So we say that the ice cream is tuffled to the mezonos, and one would not make a bracha. So if one, one would not make a bracha, one would make a mezonos. It's not part of a meal, then you have to make a mezonos, because you're eating the cake, you have to make a bracha mezonos. So therefore, again, if one is eating the alternating layers of ice cream cake together when it is not part of a meal, so since it's alternating cake, and it's a cake, and the mezonos, we say, is the main part, and the ice cream is the tuffle, the secondary to the cake, one would have to make a mezonos only. If one is not sure, let's say you're eating it, again, not part of the meal, you're eating it not part of the meal, and one is not sure if the cake is actually in the category of alternating cake or it's really the ice cream, I would have to make a separate bracha, I'm not sure. So then one could definitely make a mezonos, you can make a mezonos on the cake, and then just make a shahakal on something else, for example, again, a piece of chocolate, a sugar cube, or whatever it is, and have in mind the ice cream. And in case in time where one is not sure, mezonos you could always make anyways, and mezonos you have to make, and the ice cream pot to cover that, you don't make it because it's a questionable bracha, so then you make a shakal and something else and have in mind the ice cream. Again, this is a case in time whereby it's not eaten in a meal. In a meal, one would not make a bracha in general. Okay, so these halachas are brought down in the Sefer Guidelines, page 321. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.